Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick is the co-author of Flexible Leadership, also Virtual Team Success, and also Closing the Execution Gap. That's another one of his great books.
That's right.
On Point, yeah, I got a stack of them here, folks. OnPointConsulting.com, is that right, Rick?
OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
LLC.com. Stick that in there. Yeah. And Rick, tell the artist what you do for your folks.
We do leadership and organizational development, and we also help cross-functional teams work more effectively and virtual teams work more effectively.
We're talking about how to make our teams smarter, not the individuals in the team, but as they work together, as they come together as a team, how to make the team smarter. In the previous segments, we talked about diversity, about building emotional intelligence, and encouraging participation. What are the next two?
Yeah, you know, some of the things really are very straightforward and simple and modest changes in behavior. So the other is around assuming value. And here what we're talking about is not going to the negative right away, especially when you hear a new idea. You know, when you're looking for new and different ideas, the first time you hear it, it's going to have a lot of fuzz on it. It's going to be unfamiliar. There's going to be a lot of things wrong with it. And if you go right to the concern, it not only discourages people from raising different and new ideas, but it also tends to throw out a new idea before it has time to kind of grow, you know, to be explored. So the idea is to focus on the positive. Look for value in the idea.
So this would be brought up when someone says, that's not how we do things around here.
Yeah, well,
that's always the shutdown, right? We tried that once and it didn't work or something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we did that before, or they just start to say, here's all the problems with that idea. Here's what's wrong with that idea. And it just tends to slow everything down. And it's not that you shouldn't talk about the concern, but in addition to raising concerns, you should also kind of lay out what you like about the idea, what's positive about it, because you're trying to build something new. And if you just focus on the negatives, you don't have much of a foundation for anything new.
There's got to be a balance there. There's got to be a balance there, Rick, though, for things that we absolutely know are non-starters, that we don't have to spend more time on once again, but also making sure that we don't foreclose possible new ideas, right? I mean, there are some things that are just non-starters, and that we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, and even those things that are non-starters, rather than just use it as a conversation stopper and say, look, that's just not going to happen,
is to
basically express it in a problem-solving sort of way. So rather than say something like, look, we just can't do what you're suggesting because we'll appear unresponsive, it's better, because that just shuts the conversation down or it makes the person defensive. But rather to say, how can we do what you're suggesting and not appear unresponsive? It's the same concern. It's just as direct. It's just as clear. But it basically invites the other person to engage in a conversation about how to solve that problem rather than defending a point of view. Much more productive.
And then the last thing is,
actually is the last thing about expressing concerns as problems. Yeah. You know, don't just push it back and say we can't do it or we tried it before, but basically make it a problem to be solved. You know, how can we do what you're suggesting? How can we make that work? Make it more of a dialogue, and because that all is also a way to tap into their expertise and what they're thinking, as opposed to just going down a preconceived linear path without exploring other possibilities.
As you work with teams, as you do for a living professionally, what do you see as the biggest stumbling block? What's the one thing that if you walked into a place that you see more often than anything else that holds a team back?
Well, if the team is mostly interested in new ideas, I think the assumption, you know, that when you hear a new idea, that the assumption that there's problems and let's just stick with what we've been doing, it can really be a serious problem.
Right.
New ideas always have fuzz on them, concerns about them, problems. But the only way to move something new and unfamiliar into an acceptable area is to work on those problems, to work on those concerns, mm-hmm. to make it a better idea. And most teams don't take the time to really work through the concerns. They're looking for things that are familiar
right.
and acceptable right away,
so
and
we
don't get anything new in that
so
area.
So we can move on to things that are comfortable. And I'm going to say that every team should start out by asking, what do our customers expect from us today?
Yeah.
That's the first thing to ask. Hey, OnPointConsultingLLC.com is the website for Rick
that's
Lepsinger.
Right.
Hey, Rick, will you come back another day real soon?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.